Well, folks, it's time to get ourselves into the Christmas spirit early with a nice article from The Guardian. How the IKEA Christmas ad brought grime to the masses. Yeah, I mean, so IKEA have brought out a Christmas ad with grime music. It shouldn't work, but it does, because grime MC DEE breaks through the usual seasonal superficiality. So here he is, look, there he is, the new face of Christmas there. The Christmas artist of the current year, rocking around the Christmas tree with MC DEE. Everything you need to know about why IKEA's Christmas ad is a big deal can be summarised in one word: grime. The Swedish furniture monolith has drawn on the genre that has given us Stormzy at Glastonbury, two Mercury Music Prize winners, hashtag Alex from Glasgow, and a 21st century cultural earthquake that continues to reverberate through the mainstream. Whoa. I mean, just look at all these young lads from the ghetto. Look at how they've struggled to claw their way to the top without any institutional backing whatsoever. I've got to be careful. I've got to be careful here, because the last time I called this bullshit out, I had Billy Bragg, The Independent, and The Guardian and everybody else after us. But yeah, we are once again. Now they're singing the Christmas ads for IKEA. That's how edgy and against the system these lads are. They've got no institutional help whatsoever. The system doesn't want to give them a leg up. You say that. You say that on your little YouTube channel and they break your balls for it and try to get you banned. First up, what kind of Christmas miracle had to have taken place for IKEA to work out that a relatively underground grime legend was the key to Christmas cheer in 2019. We're talking about the same IKEA that appears to know so little about black culture that it managed to serve up Jamaican rice and peas with green garden peas earlier this year. I mean, so somebody actually went along to presumably an IKEA restaurant or something, I don't know, and then IKEA served garden peas instead of Jamaican peas. And then somebody took offence at that, and so, like, somebody actually said, hold on a minute, these aren't like authentic Jamaican peas, and you're going to have to answer for it, you're going to have to make an official apology. Who does that? Is that somebody's job? Or like my taxes paying for somebody to go around checking peas for cultural appropriation, for Christ's sake? Of course, The Guardian doesn't see the absurdity of it at all. The central conceit of the ad, a modern Reed, young, mixed ethnicity, good-looking, innocent. Of course they're mixed in. It's a Christmas ad, and the race mixing. Of course, I've never seen one for years that doesn't feature that. The mum looks around and realises how shabby her surroundings are. Suddenly, all manner of kitsch and very un-IKEA ornaments come to life and start spitting bars about how clapped out the flat is in grime star DEE's unmistakable warbling couplet. So it's like a modern mixed race, and they call it modern as well, because it's old fashioned not to be race mixing. So it's a young mixed race family, and then their furniture. I'm not going to play the clip because people will complain and downvote the video, and then I'll probably get a copyright strike as well. So anyway, it's these ornaments in the house come alive and start doing DEE starts rapping in them, and it's got to be a mixed race couple. Of course it does. In recent years, we've seen the Christmas ad become perennial feature of the season. It's all about eliciting genuine emotions from consumers at a very superficial time of year. Retailer John Lewis has made an art form of the so-called love note approach, designed to make us warm and fuzzy enough to reach our wallet, add to basket, blubber. There's actually the serious point here, and he has actually got a point. And if your traditions are in the hands of business, like we see, and all of these adverts are pretty woke, as they say now. Like, they don't look as bad this year, but in previous years, they've been absolutely rotten. And they're still pretty bad this year. I mean, just IKEA's got grime music. If you see them through the lens, though, that this is the tradition. So the problem that you have is these brands actually own the tradition, because how you think of Christmas, how Christmas is presented to you, this traditional cultural form, it is the businesses and brands that are handing it back to you. So when they take it away, you can't really complain, unless what people are going to have to do is go to mass or go sing in a choir, because at least then it's authentic. But if you're relying on brands to supply you what you want for Christmas, then they're just not going to do it, and they're not doing it with these ads. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more horror stories to come as well. So it's actually a serious point there. It shouldn't work, but it does, and it all hinges on the simple fact that DEE, ironically captured in fake animated ornaments, is very real indeed. That's because grime is a genre that exudes analog authenticity in a digital age. Much of grime's appeal, particularly for anybody born after the birth of the internet, is that it feels tangible and abrasive and credible. We live in an ocean, blah, blah, blah. So here, what they're getting into here is that, so grime is seen as being this authentic expression of the black youth of inner city London or whatever, and it cuts through the fakery. That's what he's saying here. So John Lewis, or the traditional Christmas message, which again brands hand to the British public, is now in the hands of these young black rap artists, but that makes it inauthentic in and of itself. So he's worried that it's going to be cultural appropriation by the big brands. But then he's going to go on and say, but no, watching the ad for the ninth time and hearing my kids repeat budub, 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 which is the urban poetry apparently, I feel like I can allow myself a little flutter of joy. For me, it's not actually about IKEA or the ad or even Christmas. DEE has done the thing that we must truly celebrate. He eclipsed the machine and brought grime to the masses, and that may just be the biggest gift of all. And the writer, Jeffrey Buaki, is the author of Hold Tight, Black Masculinity, Millennials, and the Meaning of Grime. But of course, this is absolutely ridiculous. So, did they manage to hold on to it? Did it override the machine? Well, no, not at all, did it? I mean, how did the telephone call actually go between DEE and his agent and Sven Svensson from IKEA when he called up? And he said, hello, this is Sven Svensson from IKEA. Am I speaking to EDD, the grime rapper? And then, fuck you, I ain't no slave, bro. I is authentic and real and shit. And then Sven Svensson's going to say, okay, whatever, tough guy. Look, we're going to offer you 50 grand if you become a cartoon wrapping teapot for our Christmas special. And then the reply must have been, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, please, please, yes, sir, yes, sir. And so the machine has totally taken this. The machine has bought his soul. I don't know how much the money he got for this was, but the results of it is that this hardcore urban rapper has been turned into a dancing cartoon teapot. His rap music is now coming out of the mouth of a teapot. So yeah, he took the money in a heartbeat. I know he did, and they're all doing it as well. The reason why the system loves these people is because they sell their souls straight away. So I'm actually doing a take here, which isn't the norm. If they want to be outside of a system and edgy and cool bros, hardcore gangster rapper grimers, all right, fair play. But you're not. You're selling your souls out, and the system wants you to do that as well. And the system chewed up and spat out the white Christian identity and made that kitsch, as they called it. And now it's going to do the exact same to these people there, these black fellas, these grime rappers. So, I mean, as I say, the clue here is not to rely on these brands to deliver your Christmas, and look for authenticity away from this machine. Because, you know, they'll make clown teapots of us all. I'll catch you later, folks. Thanks for listening.